It's a quiet, heavy kind of failure when you look out at your garden in the middle of July and see nothing but brown stalks and baked empty earth where your spring abundance used to be. You put in the work. You cleared the weeds, you turned the soil, and for a few glorious weeks, you were tripping over snap peas and radishes. But now? Now the harvest is over, the heat is rising, and you're looking at a dead zone that's doing nothing but inviting the weeds back in. That empty space isn't just a gap in your garden. It's a leak in your self-sufficiency. It's a grocery bill you didn't have to pay. It's a season of growth you're throwing away because you didn't have a plan for what comes next. Today, I'm going to show you how to close those gaps forever. We are mastering the art of succession planting, how to never have an empty garden bed. If you've ever felt that midsummer slump where the garden feels finished while the sun is still high, listen closely. We are moving past the one-and-done mentality. We're going to ensure that from the moment the ground thaws until the first hard freeze, every single square inch of your soil is working, producing, and feeding your family. This is how you stop being a hobbyist and start becoming a producer. Because a truly farm-fresh life doesn't have an off-season until the snow flies. The biggest mistake I see people make is treating the garden like a single event. You buy your starts on Mother's Day, you spend one frantic weekend digging holes, and then you sit back and wait. That's the old way. That's the struggle, because when everything ripens at once, you're overwhelmed. You've got 40 pounds of zucchini and more lettuce than any human can eat in a week, and then, nothing. Total silence from the soil for the rest of the year. The farm fresh way is different. It's a rhythmic, intentional pulse. It's the understanding that the soil is a living engine, and if you leave it idling, it breaks down. An empty bed isn't just resting, it's eroding. The sun is baking out the moisture, the life in the dirt is starving because there are no roots to feed it, and the opportunistic weeds are just waiting for that invitation to take over. When we talk about succession, we're talking about the psychology of the rolling harvest. It's the shift from, I'm planting a garden, to I'm managing a system. Think of it like a relay race. When the peas are finishing their run, the cucumbers should already be lacing up their shoes. When the garlic comes out in July, the kale and carrots for your winter storage should be ready to hit the ground running. This philosophy protects your most valuable resource, time. You can't get May back in August, but you can make August feel like a second May if you understand how to layer your crops. It's about being protective of your resources. Every day a bed sits empty is a day you've lost interest on your investment. We don't leave money on the table, and we don't leave soil to the sun. We keep the line moving. So how do we actually do this without losing our minds? It starts with the 10-day rule. For your quick-turn crops, think radishes, lettuce, spinach, and cilantro. You should never plant your whole row at once. Plant 3 feet, wait 10 days, then plant another 3 feet. This creates a staggered wave of food that matches the pace of your kitchen, not the pace of the seed packet's days to maturity label. But the real pro move, the one that separates the mentors from the beginners, is the relay interplanting method. Don't wait for a crop to be dead and pulled before you think about the next one. If your broccoli is huge and shading the ground, go ahead and tuck your summer squash seeds right underneath those big leaves. By the time the broccoli is harvested and the plant is pulled, the squash is already 2 inches tall and established. They've shared the space, and the ground was never once exposed to the elements. Another tactic is understanding the vacancy dates. You need to know when your big heavy hitters are leaving. If you know your garlic is coming out the second week of July, you should have tray starts of beets or bush beans ready to go in that very same afternoon. Don't let the bed breathe. Pull the old top dress with an inch of compost and tuck the new ones in. A common pitfall here is failing to replenish the soil between rounds. You can't expect the earth to give and give without a payback. Every time you swap a crop, you must add a handful of compost or a sprinkle of organic fertilizer to the whole. You are asking the soil to run a marathon. You've got to give it some water and a snack along the way. Also, be mindful of high-density planting. If you leave wide gaps between your plants, you're just creating empty beds on a micro scale. Use intercropping. Plant your slow-growing peppers, but surround them with fast-growing radishes. By the time the peppers need the room, the radishes are in your salad bowl. It's about stacking functions. It's about being the conductor of an orchestra where no one is ever sitting out a set. When you master this, the vision of your homestead changes. You stop seeing a garden as a chore list and start seeing it as a conveyor belt of abundance. Imagine walking out in October and pulling crisp, sweet carrots from the same spot where you harvested onions in July. Imagine your neighbor's gardens looking like ghost towns while yours is still a lush, deep green, vibrating with life. Success in succession planting means you've conquered the all-or-nothing cycle. You've created a steady stream of nutrition for your family that doesn't rely on a single window of weather. You have built resilience into your dirt. And the best part? It actually makes the work easier. When the ground is always covered by a crop you want, you'll find you're barely weeding at all. The plants do the work of mulching the soil for you. So, here is your zero-cost task for today. Go out to your garden right now with a notepad. Don't look at what's growing, look for the gaps. Look for the plants that are starting to yellow or go to seed. Mark down the exact date you think they'll be finished. Then look at your seed stash and pick one thing to go in that spot the moment it's clear. Commit to that transition. Don't let the gap happen. Once you close that first hole in your schedule, you'll never want to see bare dirt again. We're building a perpetual harvest, one bed at a time. Next time, we'll talk about how to protect that late season growth when the frost starts nipping at your heels. But for today, just keep the ground covered, keep the cycle moving. I'll see you in the dirt.